That's right. It's done. It's here. Cassettes and Chocolate Milk number 46 is that elusive Soviet pop podcast I've been daydreaming about for an incredibly long time. And let me say, it's been a fascinating journey, not entirely unlike showing up at a party you haven't been invited to. But with that being said, I'm thrilled to have discovered the song What Compares With Youth, a track from my new favourite band, Forum, who got together in spring of 1983 and whose singer, Viktor Soltikov, was named the best vocalist at the Festival of the Leningrad Rock Club. And so I suppose that's where we begin this podcast, at the legendary venue that opened in March 1981. At the time, the authorities thought rock to be emblematic of the moral and cultural decay of capitalist culture. But when the phenomenon exploded and cassettes were copied and distributed by the millions, both the cultural authorities and the KGB were quick to claim the honour of initiating the Great Club. For more about the antics of the authorities in a moment, this is Ukrainian singer Sofia Rotaru. She's responsible for more than 400 songs, and quite unknown to the West, she's perceived to be an icon of Russian, Ukrainian, and Moldavian pop culture.
Thank you.
No information, no dates. Well, nothing in English at least. That was the instrumental version of Magic Disco from Magic Studio. From all accounts, experimental discotheques had been going on in the Baltic as early as 1976, and in 1978, 400 complete sound and light systems were ordered from the UK. Later that year, Boney M. would perform in Moscow. So, in the Soviet Union, the recording industry was embodied in its own record company, Melodia. Evidently, the influence of professional recording artists would be immense, and the stealthy underground artists, critical of the communist regime, would somehow exist and distribute tapes and put on shows in secret. In 1983, the Ministry of Culture launched a campaign to tighten up controls on professional groups and monitor the material of amateur groups alike. They banned all Western records from entering the country, and professional groups were warned to lose their rebellious style or lose their professional status. Now for some music. This is the Mirage Sound Project, The Little Prince, with their track Snowman.
Thank you.
single from the duo Summer Garden, that was Hold On, featuring the vocals of Tatiana Bulanova. In alignment with Perestroika, the government was starting to loosen its grip on the style, content, and ideology of its musicians. But ironically enough, it was around this time that the Russian pop community started to disintegrate. Under the current framework, the local musicians were the last to get paid, and not only that, pop music had started to come back in from the West. The Leningrad Rock Club also struggled in its declining years, putting on its last festival for its 10th anniversary year and eventually shutting its doors in the late 1990s. Now to move to another icon of the Soviet synthpop scene. This is Stars, a group established by Natalia Galinka after she left Mirage in 1987. This is The Sun Is Burning.
Can't get
From their 1987 album A Week Before the Wedding, that was Forum with Computer. Quite inevitably, I leave you at the dissolution of the USSR, and at the very end of this podcast, I hope you've enjoyed the synthy tunes and the slapdash history. It's one that is rarely talked about, and it's been particularly interesting, for me at least. I've always regaled at how seemingly meaningless pop music can be, but somehow number 46 has been different. Pop can be a threat to the integrity of a state. I thank you for listening, and I leave you with the great and terribly charismatic Victor Tsoi of Keno with the track Stars.
Стучится в жилах кровь, вера да надежда, любовь. Заголосуют тысячи рук и высок наш флаг. Синее небо до солнца круг. Да что-то не так. В небе над нами горит звезда. Некому кроме нее нам помочь. Темную, темную, темную I'm not.